mostly it's profound sadness and also a lot of prayers for her, especially for her family, which has gone through an incredible ordeal, and really for the future of all these poor patients that have feeding tubes that may be in danger now. We're very, very grateful for Cardinal Martino's statements and his earlier statements as well. We're very much appreciated to show that the Church's compassion and interest in this case. I would say that a large portion of the U.S. public has been confused by many media reports which claimed some things that were fairly disputed. Some stations would say that she was brain dead, which nobody had actually even entertained that idea. But there was a lot of confusion spread, and a lot of the pro-euthanasia lobby uses the prospect of people suffering as an argument. And I think some people were taken in by that. But in general, there was a great feeling of just feeling wonderfully turned upside down by this case. The euthanasia debate, I think, in the U.S. is going to become much stronger now because people have seen a person really being starved to death for 13 days. And this is such a horrible way to go that I believe there's going to be a strong reaction against it.